Huh?
The old ears shot straight up and the old eyes popped open. I felt the hair rise on the back of my neck as I went to full reverse on all engines and more or less dug 4 trenches in the snow. Then she smiled.
Just kidding. I'll have to remember this vampire routine. It works like a charm.
I managed to get everything shut down before I tore down any trees or caused any major damage to the surrounding ecosystems. I studied her very carefully. Are you kidding or not?
Of course I'm kidding. How could I turn into a vampire?
Well, a guy never knows about you cats, and don't forget whose idea it was, and stop using my ideas against me. It's not funny.
Sorry, I just couldn't resist.
Okay, let's get out of here before they decide to come back. Lead the way. She went scampering up the canyon, across a snowy meadow, over rocks and through bushes, and then into a forest of huge cedar trees. I soon lost my sense of direction, and I could only hope that this crazy cat knew where she was going. At last we came to the place she had called Moonshine Springs, where clear, sweet water came out from under a big rock. We paused there to catch our breaths and get a drink. Then she pointed to a washed-out trail going up the side of the canyon wall.
That's the only way out.
Boy, that's a steep, rascal. I hope... Suddenly, I was cut off in mid-sentence by the raspy hacksaw voice of... Yikes, was it Rip and Snort?
Hey, y'all can't leave! We ain't had a bite to eat in 3 whole days. We're starved plumb out, and Junior, talk to him, son, and explain just how hungry we are.
I seem to remember hearing that voice before. It belonged to a certain buzzard named Wallace, who happened to have a son named Junior. Yes, it was all fitting together. I swept the surrounding trees with my most penetrating radar gaze, and sure enough, there they were, perched on a limb of a big cottonwood tree, 2 slouching, hungry buzzards. Junior grinned and waved his wing at me.
Hi, doggy. We got a little lost in the night.
Yes, we did. Got lost and blowed off course in the snowstorm, and here we are in this canyon. Tell them how hungry we are, son.
We're a little lost and pretty hungry.
Very hungry, Junior. We were pretty hungry 2 days ago and ain't had a scrap to eat since then.
Wallace stared down at me.
We're very hungry is what Junior's trying to say, and I don't suppose y'all had happened to have, a couple of pounds of bologna or some old chicken necks you don't need or dead rabbit, would you?
No, we're on our way back to the home ranch, and we've got no eats. Sorry.
No, you ain't. You don't give a care. You're just saying that.
Okay. We don't have any eats, and I don't give a care.
See there, Junior? I knew he didn't care, and that's the kind of friends you have, selfish and heartless and...
His eyes focused on Mary D. Cat, who had begun rubbing on my leg.
Say, neighbor, what do we have there?
This, I said, moving away from the rubbing machine, is a cat, and she will rub on anything. A sparkle came to his eyes.
A cat! A darling little kitty cat! You know, if that cat's getting on your nerves, maybe we could talk trade!
Oh, now, don't start that. The kitty is his friend, most likely.
Hush, son, I'm working on a deal here.
Wallace turned back to me.
Anyways, dog, me and Junior was just a-wondering about the maybe-so of making a little swap for that cat of yours.
Junior rolled his eyes.
Don't embarrass me again.
The old man ignored him.
That's a mighty nice-looking cat, neighbor, and me and Junior would sure try to trade with you.
Oh, you wouldn't like this cat, Wallace. Every once in a while, she turns into a vampire. There was a moment of silence.
A vampire? You mean one of them things that bites necks and drinks blood?
Right. And this one just loves gizzards. There was another moment of silence.
Gizzards? Now just hold your horse's pooch. That's kind of backwards to what we had in mind.
I gave Mary D. the raised eyebrow. She shifted into her floating and moaning routine and cast a hungry look up into the tree.
The moon is full, the earth is turning, my vampire appetite is burning. Two buzzard gizzards I must eat to make this dreadful night complete.
Wallace bought the whole show. Hook, line, and sawhorse.
Son, I think that pretty much answers all the questions I had about vampires, and I reckon we'd better spread your wings, son. We're fixing to catch a plane out of here.
I thought we were going to spend the night here, Pa.
Son, a guy can always find another cottonwood tree, but his gizzard is very close to his heart. And no, we ain't staying the night here with all these vampires running around. Let's go!
But Wallace, I thought you wanted to work a trade.
No, sir, I did not. That was all Junior's idea. I ain't hungry, couldn't hold another bite, and while a buzzard will eat most anything that moves, we draw the line at vampires, and son, I'm quitting this place. See you upstairs.
With that, he spread his wings, pushed off the limb, and went flapping into the night sky. Junior grinned and shook his head.
I think you got him on that one, doggy.
Yeah, well, I owed him one. See you around, Junior. I'm sorry we didn't have a chance to sing.
Maybe next time. Bye, doggy.
He crouched down on the limb, gave a jump, flapped his big buzzard wings as hard as he could, took the top out of a cedar tree, and vanished into the darkness. I chuckled to myself and noticed that Mary D. was watching me with a little smile on her mouth.
You've really enjoyed this vampire business, haven't you?
A guy has to take his fun where he can, Kitty. And yes, life's liable to seem pretty dull if I ever get around normal dogs and cats and people again.
Oh, so you're going to blame it all on me?
I whopped her on the back. Why not? That's what cats are for. Now let's see if we can find our way back to the ranch. We made our way out of the deep, spooky darkness of Pickett Canyon, which was no small deal, let me tell you. We had to climb almost straight up over rocks and snow, mountains, glaciers, and so forth. But at last, we made it over the rim. Once on the flats, we stopped to catch our breaths. A gentle breeze was blowing out of the southwest, an indication that the storm had passed. The clouds had rolled away, leaving a black velvet sky speckled with diamonds of light. Holy smokes, just look at those stars! If a guy spent enough time looking at those things, it would almost make him feel humble about his place in the world.
Almost?
Yeah, well, in my line of work, a guy can't use too much of that stuff. There's not much demand for humble dogs in the... You seem to be rubbing on me again. Have we discussed my feelings about being rubbed on by cats? She was rubbing on my front legs and flipping that tail across my nose.
I know what you think, Harvey, but I want to rub you goodbye.
Goodbye? What do you mean, goodbye? I thought...
Oh, I know. I made such a scene about being marooned and wanting to leave, but now that I'm free to leave... My goodness, it seems that the freedom to leave was more important than the leaving.
The freedom was more... Huh.
Yes, and now that I'm free to leave, I'm also free to stay, and I think I will. After all, Who'd want to go back to civilization and become a normal cat?
She smiled a crazy smile and stared at me with those big catish eyes.
Being weird is really fun.
Well, you ought to be having a ball, sister, because you win the prize for weirdness. And you made a very convincing vampire.
Wasn't that fun? I may try it out on Leroy. Oh, won't he be surprised?
She chuckled and dived back into rubbing on my legs. I stared at her and shook my head. You know, I never thought I'd be teamed up with a cat. It kind of wrecked my whole theory of life. I mean, if there's one good cat in the world, everything's up for grabs. She turned her face up to me and batted her eyelids.
Maybe everything is up for grabs. Or maybe I'm not such a good cat. Tomorrow, I might want to tear out your eyeballs.
Yeah, and that could get you turned into Kitty Hamburger. But tonight, right now, this minute, you're okay, Kitty. Just don't tell anybody I said so. It could ruin my reputation. She rubbed on me one last time.
Goodbye, Harvey.
Goodbye, Gertrude.
My name's Mary Dee.
My name's Hank.
You're nice for a dog.
You're nice for a vampire. And with that, I set my course by the North Star, waved a last goodbye, and began the long trip back to the ranch. Case closed. And don't you dare tell anybody that I made friends with a cat.